Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present and those emerging.
I think it's fair to say most of us have pretty strong ideas about motorcycle clubs. For one thing, most of us tend to call them bikie gangs. We've heard lots of allegations on Australian True Crime about bikie gangs and their involvement in various criminal activities. The Bandidos in particular are considered to be a criminal organisation by the United States Department of Justice, the Criminal Intelligence Service of Canada, Europol and the Australian Federal Police. They are literally an outlaw motorcycle club in many parts of the world. But our guest today, Brent Simpson, will dispute a lot of the worst allegations made against them as an organisation. And he would know because he was a high-ranking member for most of his adult life. He'll also make the point that he is no longer a member and hasn't been for many years. It's very difficult for him, though, to extricate himself from his past in the minds of others. I can't stop myself asking him questions about his time in the Bandidos, and neither can the New South Wales Police. We'll begin this conversation with Brent explaining to me what his responsibilities were when he was the Sergeant at Arms for the Australian chapter of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club.
Well, just basically taking care of things in reference to, keeping things in order in house, I won't go into the whole nitty-gritties of it all. It's not who I am. I don't sort of, the police and public know enough about that these days without somebody else adding to it. But
I don't. I really don't. My imagination, part of me wants to make a joke about it. Like, as in, are you the guy who puts up the sign in the kitchen saying, your mother doesn't work here, do your own dishes?
You could look at it like that. You're being a naughty boy, you've got to be reprimanded for it, and you go sit in the corner. There's a structure within all that sort of club. It's like anything. You've got, your hierarchy, and you've got, within the club things that have to be heard by, the structure, there's rules and regulations, and, as the Sergeant of Arms, you are there to make sure that each of the members accordingly, addressed to those, and obviously, able to sort of look after senior members and issues if there's outside issues that may be untoward that might be coming to the club, meetings and so on, that you may need to go and intervene and neutralise conflict. You have structure within a club, and, we're talking back in 2009, 2010, now how they're structured today and what goes on in clubs, I can't tell you. I don't have anything to do with that life at all. I've got nothing negative to say around it. The bottom line is, if you're going to disrespect or bring the club into disrepute or embarrass the club or any of your brothers or the colours that you wear, then obviously there's a consequence for that. No one likes to be looked like, you're a piece of shit by anybody's sort of means and eyes. And this is where the public need to understand, yes, I get it. Okay, we can get on the rant, bike your shit, bike your this, bike your that. But don't be fooled to think that because someone doesn't get, brought into the public eye and bring some sort of untoward to the club, that that's not dealt with internally or reprimanded. Because you're really mistaken if you think that there's not other consequences outside of the law itself.
Okay, that's interesting. So what, can you tell us what a public offence that would earn somebody a reprimand inside the club? Like, is public violence, for example, does that bring consequences in the club?
No, it never was accepted.
Yeah, right.
No, it was not something that was ever taken lightly, and it was never something that was accepted. If you went out, got drunk, carried on wearing club colours, and started being abusive, humiliating, aggressive towards women or attacking, people, public people, you're not acceptable at all.
What about the conflict with other clubs? The mythology is that once you're in a motorcycle club, you can't just decide to leave it because that club will say, no, you're still in. And also people, like, let's say whichever other club you were in a war with, whatever era you were in the Bandidos, that those people might still target you, even if you've decided to leave the Bandidos.
100%. Look, I've been out of that club life for many, many years. You always got to look and think to yourself that, who knows, someone might just pop up out of the past and boom, that's your time. It's done. You're done. And that's the life you live because, obviously that's nothing like the life I live today and choose to live. Do I regret living that life in the past? No. I was a kid from a broken home and lived on the streets. I was sexually abused. I was physically abused. I grew up in a very strong, hard environment of survival. The club life was a brotherhood that attracted me from many, many years ago, since I was like 17, 18 year old. I'm 47 now, so I'm a much older man. But going back then, it was comfort within brotherhood. And that was pretty much it. It was a family that you never had. I feel that I was just a scared, broken young boy that evolved into this angry, aggressive man whom, would later wear a set of colours in a club. Now, I truly feel that was who was within that person, and break that down. And that's the truth, that's the truth. And I feel that there's many. And I think that's why people, do come together and flock together in that respect is we may not have spoken about it back then because it was something, it took me, 30-something years to actually voice that I was sexually abused, I was raped as a child. Who wants to say that? Then it took me to hit rock bottom before I was comfortable to just say, fuck it. I'm not here for people to have opinions. I am who I am, and I need to be a better human, and I need to dig deep into who I am.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So what made you leave club life? I take your point about it being a brotherhood and a family, and certainly for young men who hadn't experienced that in their childhoods and in their adolescence. So what makes you choose to leave that?
Look, I to be honest with you, I had a young family. I had my oldest son's 25, so he was 9 turning 10 pretty well. And I hadn't seen him in years. My wife was, we'd had our daughter who was 3. She was born vision impaired, so I had a disabled child. And then, you know, here I am looking at 6 years for importation.
For drug importation?
Correct. And then my wife was 4 months pregnant. And for me, I just went, what the fuck am I doing? And I, you know, look, to this day, I still respect those that were there. I don't have any beef. I'm not, you know, I walk my way and I don't, it's just not a part of my life. You know, yes, it's a part of my journey to where I am today, definitely. But, you know, the politics and all the bits and pieces around it, it's not something I even delve into. And it took a long time of me just going, how the fuck am I going to get through this? You can't control anything outside of those four walls. And until you understand that and realize that, you find it very hard. And you can sit there and tell yourself it, but to functionally do it, some people just switch off and some people don't really mind doing the time. And that's just their life. But if you genuinely have had enough, I mean, I've been in and out since I was 13. This was now with 6 years, it added up to 14 years in custody since I was a kid. We can never get back those years. Like, I've got an older son that I missed out on the first 4 years of his life. I didn't see my second son born. I can never, ever go back and replace that moment. You know, out of 4 children, how do you sit there and say, oh, well, look, I'm sorry. You know, I chose to be in jail. It doesn't sit well. And he's 13 just recently, you know, and I'm still looking him in the eyes with tears in my eyes on his birthday going, I stutter like this. Going, I can't. It's hard, you know, like how do you, I can't connect in that manner. And we talk about it because it's something that has to be spoken. It's a positive about having that conversation. And, you know, he's amazing. And I'm thank God for that. I really do, you know, because it isn't easy, but they're ongoing traumas that you live with from those choices. So, you know, you're always reminded of your past, you know, and for me, I don't want to be back there. I don't want, that's not a life that is good for anybody, let alone my children having a role model to look up to, you know, like they've suffered enough when I'd made those choices. And for me, that was the final straw. I just went, this is not my life anymore. It's their life. And I'm just there to guide and assist and protect and give them the best opportunity from a jail cell, thousands of kilometers away. In the end, I ended up, because I were up in the Gold Coast, I was down at sort of Bathurst, and you know, I end up saying, no visits, don't worry about it. You know, you're not coming with two children, two young children. Like I just said, no. And my last 12 months, I pretty well did with no visits. But that was something I had to choose, you know. Was it good? I missed them dearly. Everyone's going out on the weekend to have their visits with their family, and I had, you know, no one really coming to visit at all. I might be lucky if I had a so-called buddy that might just pop in you know, for an hour, and it might have been 3-4 months in between. But no, I didn't have that in the end, and that was my choice because I felt that the family deserved more respect. So people forget that they do the time, you know, and they're out here trying to keep things going, trying to pay the bills, trying to, yeah, you're in there and sometimes doing it hard in there, but.
Yeah, absolutely, especially if you have a wife. Your wife is doing it real hard.
I got to a point where I felt I'd had enough and I needed to find purpose again. You know, I live with type 2 bipolar and PTSD. So for me, you know, it's a tough road at times, but I've managed to utilize that in a positive way these days, which has been fantastic. I, you know, was medicated for many, many years. And then coming out of jail after a lengthy sentence, you know, they fed you a lot of shit in there to just sort of sedate you, I guess. And I got to the point where I used that to say, fuck this. I'm walking out of this place a clean-headed man. And that's what I did. When I come home, I had 3 years parole because I was a federal offender. And I needed a purpose. So I had rung a mate in Perth. He said, oh, when were you going to come over and visit this and that? And I said, well, one day. He said, oh, yeah, he's on your bike, you know, like joking, on your bike, mate. And I said, on me, boy. I said, I'll ride over there one day. He goes, you won't ride. I said, in fact, you know what? Bang, that was it at that moment. I said, as soon as my parole's finished, I'm going to be the first in the world to cycle across Australia from east to west in under 50 days to raise awareness for mental health and suicidality. And that's exactly what I did. Phenomenal for me personally to achieve that. Phenomenal for my children to always know that. And the thing was not only just to raise awareness, but self-healing, to be able to give something worthy for my children to know about their dad, that he wasn't just this bloke that had been to jail and, you know, had been in the clubs and all this sort of, I don't rate that. Like, that's not who I want my children to look at as a role model. That's who I was, but that's who I am today, is this dad that they can look up to and be proud of. That was huge. And then I did Tasmania and went down there. They had the biggest youth suicide rate per capita at that stage, 2 years in a row. Yeah, and it was horrific, you know, so I wanted to bring attention to that. So therefore, I went down there and continued to cycle around Tassie and did that in 8 days and got some really good sort of connection and media with the people down there. And, you know, just starting the conversations and letting people know that, well, like I said, you're not alone and it's okay to reach out. I then started a national charity called the Heavy Hitters Foundation. We basically started an organization that was become a registered business and then, you know, an organization to later becoming a national recognized charity that was phenomenal in our groundwork and hands-on, you know, dealing with people all walks of life, you know, and we saved lives, you know, we connected with so many people. I was very proud of that. But due to funding, you know, we ended up self-funding it and it really took us way down, you know, like it really did. It's a tough gig, you know, when you're passionate about something. And that impact was really, really good. And, you know, then obviously looking at that and thinking always a couple of years on, how can I still be involved? How can I help people? How can I continue to bring positivity and not see people go down the paths I went down, or, you know, to continue to feel that there's no hope?
Well, you're doing it. You know, you are doing it.
Doing it and continue to do it. You know, I refuse to lose. You know, I tell my children every day you wake up, just today all I ask of you is just be the best you can be. You know, I've got to be really honest and very proud. My wrongs have been my children's rights. I've never held back from who their dad is, right or wrong, because I felt it's something that I've needed to be shared with them in hope that they don't make those choices. If I'm out here supporting others, then how can I not be honest with my own children?
Thank you to our guest, Brent Simpson. And don't forget to tune in on Thursday for another special episode with him on Australian True Crime. If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737 732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itsinas.
Kayla Itsinas. I'm Kayla Itsinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.